Welcome to the train. Welcome to the train. This is that amazing train that is travelling from Cork and going to end up very close to where the Web Summit is going to be held. And we're stationary at the moment. And across the table from me is a man from Enterprise Ireland, which is, I suppose you'd call them the primary, I'll call them the catalysts and the funders and the encouragers of Irish businesses, trying to get going and get into the export market. And opposite me is Enda. Will you introduce yourself and say what you do in your job?
Yeah,
wonderful.
Enda MacDonald. I'm the regional director for Enterprise Ireland in the south-southeast region. South in Enterprise Ireland terms is Cork City and County, and then the southeast region as well.
South doesn't go into Kerry or it doesn't go into Waterford, it sticks with Cork.
Well, no, it's Cork and everywhere from Waterford, Wexford, Carlow, Kilkenny and South Tipperary.
You've got a big patch.
I do a lot of travelling. I'm on the road a fair bit, all right, Jeff. I mean, part of the job is I wouldn't have a sectoral portfolio, unlike colleagues, development advisors, but a lot of the job would be trying to prospect for startups to link in with people that are thinking about setting up a business.
Do you hunt for people who are thinking of setting up a business?
It's actually quite a good one. It's trying to reach out to companies or individuals that are thinking about setting up a business without necessarily knowing what Enterprise Ireland does, and then ensuring that they get some sense about the type of supports that are out there if they wanted to make the move into entrepreneurship. But we'd work very closely with the likes of the City and the County Enterprise Boards, with CIT through the New Frontiers programme, with Cork, BIC, and basically try and prospect for potential startups.
Do you ever go into schools? I mean, there are a few very young entrepreneurs out of Ireland.
We've run different programmes, maybe not at the secondary level, but certainly we run this national programme called Think Outside the Box. The winner of which this year, I can't recall the name of the company, but was a company from CIT.
Cork Institute of Technology.
Exactly, yeah. And I think the UCC representatives were very highly placed in that. So there's a huge amount of activity around the third level in terms of trying to kind of engender a sense of what it means to be an entrepreneur and get kind of students at that age level interested. Second level, we would do some kind of more general work, but we are actually looking at to see where we might intervene in that and the type of activities. But I go out to schools periodically as well and present on what Enterprise Ireland does, but more importantly, kind of entrepreneurship as a career.
Have you ever dropped into Coder Dojo as a matter of interest?
I've dropped in a couple of times. It's fantastic work. It's probably important that, like, this is a kind of an initiative that it doesn't necessarily require the likes of enterprise. This is a grassroots type activity, and I think it's grown organically, and it's grown throughout the world. So if we can have more of those type of activities, and the likes of Bill Liao and James Weldon, who are running them. A little bit like TrustF, for example, have organised this train. It's a real kind of example of entrepreneurs and startups and experienced business people that are doing different things. And it's the type of thing that we'd be fully supportive of in any way we could.
How do you find, if a few guys are in Mallow, let's say, which is not Cork City, but it's part of your patch, and they're there and they're kind of... They're working away, actually, to get something off the ground. How do you find them? There might be women too, actually.
It's pretty difficult, but there's smart ways of doing it. I mean, one way we can do is kind of list companies that have been register their companies in Cork with the CRO, and then maybe do a little bit of background work to see whether or not they're serial entrepreneurs, and at that point maybe reach out to them.
Very good. You can find out what previous companies they were directors of?
Exactly. Or whether or not they've been involved, or through LinkedIn. There's kind of some basic kind of free information there. And then it's just trying to say to them that, look, I'm from Enterprise Ireland. Do you want to have a conversation and a cup of coffee? And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go into the detail of what Enterprise Ireland or any other agency can offer. It's more about kind of what's the project and what's their ambition, and then evolving it from there.
God, it would be a real fillip for these two unknowns in Mallow, let's say, who suddenly, out of the blue,
get an old phone call.
Get a call from you. I think that would be a bit like, I remember when I was young, there were some kids who suddenly got a scout from Man U arriving.
It is, to a certain degree, it is that scouting it's like kind of the baseball scouts going out to the, you know, you never know where to find them. And it's trying to ensure that, first of all, that people know what we do. But it's also ensuring that we're kind of ahead of the game, that we're aware of the nature of kind of what's happening throughout the county and in the city. It's linking in with our existing contacts, existing entrepreneurs we'd have dealt with, people that are thinking about setting up their own business. Having a discussion with them.
You've got people like Donald Callan, who's been a real linker with young entrepreneurs in Cork.
Yes.
I mean, the guy knows so many different... you know Donald?
Yeah? I do, yeah. No, I think Cork is so well connected. That's the key thing about Cork. It's small on a global scale, but it's big nationally. But it's not so big that it doesn't have those relationships and connections. People know what's going on. And like from our own perspective, it's ensuring that if someone is thinking about setting up a business, they're never more than one or two phone calls away from not only the answer, but the contact. And something like Cork Innovates brings everyone around the table. And that's an opportunity for all people that are engaged in this type of activity, including entrepreneurs, to exchange ideas, say what's going on, and making sure that people are linked in. That they don't necessarily have to think too long and hard about where they get the support, that we're actually kind of proactive in reaching out to them.
And if somebody's, you know, somebody themselves or their mother, their father, their uncle, their aunt, their first cousin, second cousin, twice removed or whatever, or best friend, listens to this particular podcast, and they have somebody in their extended, family or friends or acquaintances who they think, hey, you know... what should they do now? Now that they've listened to this, what would you like them to do?
Well, I think there's a few things. I mean, there's a lot of events in Cork. And for example, there's the Cork Innovates event.
Enjoying yourself?
Terrific, Pat. And we're just finishing a little conversation.
No,
that's fine. That's Pat.
You're brewing.
Pat Fillin just coming round.
The Cork Innovates event is on November the 14th. But people that are potential entrepreneurs in City Hall or might know of somebody with an entrepreneurial idea, that's an opportunity to kind of see what's going on in Cork. We can all get together and outline the nature of the supports that are there. But more interestingly, I suppose, from the Cork Innovates event, it's not necessarily about the agencies or the support structures. It's about the stories that entrepreneurs that will be there on the day will be telling and the advice. So I think that might be a starting point this month. Secondly, there's details on the website, Enterprise Ireland's website, clearly, and also on the County and City Enterprise Board. And we're very linked in with the County and City Enterprise Boards. So I sit, for example, on the Cork City Enterprise Board. So if there's an approach made to there, I'm able to link in with colleagues like Adrian Rogers and have a discussion about where ideally...
Hasn't their role been vamped up, ratcheted up, or something like that in the last year?
There's some changes, all right. I mean, they've switched from being the city and county enterprise boards to what they call local enterprise offices based in the city and the county councils. So the role has been ramped up insofar as that part of the role now would be to ensure that people have advice. Specific advice. If they want to set up a business, yes, but if they have issues around kind of planning permission, for example. But what it does provide is an opportunity now for the likes of ourselves in Enterprise Ireland, the City and County Enterprise Boards, and the local councils. The local councils that are trying to kind of ensure that we live in places that are good places to set up a business all come together. So it'll enhance the offer that's there for startups and entrepreneurs.
Look, I better let you go.
That's right.
I mean, it's been just lovely to talk to you, you know. And I'll tell Inhan Guides. You're still live now. I'll tell Inhan Guides Trevor Winkworth that I met you.
Very good.
And
very good. Well, look, we're there for companies that have. That have ambitions to grow.
Yeah, I mean,
we're ambitious ourselves.
Yeah. But,
so and we're there as a support. And it all begins with a conversation.
Thanks a million.
Thanks a lot.
Right. And ever so good. Thank you very much.
Okay.